Okay, welcome to the POV mini stories, point of view mini stories, for the long time affair lesson. Same story, different versions. Let's start. First, we go to the past. 10 years ago. 10 years ago, there was a very small man named Jim. Jim was only 1 foot tall. Even though Jim was 48 years old, people always perceived him as a child. In the eyes of the public, Jim was just a cute little boy. Jim hated this. He said, "I want people to accept me as I really am. I want them to give me unconditional respect. I don't want people to go on treating me like a child." So, Jim went to the gym and exercised every day. He became very strong. He also learned kickboxing. One day, a tall man saw him, laughed, and said, "You're such a cute little man." Jim got angry. He yelled and said, "I'm gonna kick your ass." He kicked the man. They started to fight. The fight lasted for 20 hours. The men's hands and legs became intertwined, and they fell down. Jim finally broke free from the man. Then he jumped up and kicked the man in the head. Jim won the fight, and he yelled, "No matter how you slice it, I just kicked your ass." All right, that's our past version. Now let's move to the perfect version, we call it, I guess. Here we go. Since last year. Since last year. Okay. There's a very small man named Jim. Jim is only 1 foot tall. Even though Jim is 48 years old, people have always perceived him as a child. In the eyes of the public, Jim has always been just a cute little boy. Jim has always hated this, but since last year, he has become very upset. Every day he has said, "I want people to accept me as I really am. I want them to give me unconditional respect. I don't want people to go on treating me as a child." And so, since last year, Jim has gone to the gym and has exercised every day. He has become very strong. He has also learned kickboxing. Well, one day, a tall big man saw him and laughed and said, "You're such a cute little man." Jim got angry. He yelled and he kicked the man. They started to fight. The fight lasted for 20 hours. The men's hands and legs became intertwined and they fell down. Jim finally broke away from the man. Then he jumped up and kicked him in the head. Jim won the fight and he yelled, "No matter how you slice it, I just kicked your ass." All right, in that version, you notice that we call it the present perfect. It doesn't matter. You don't need to know the name of the grammar. But we use that form, that have gone, have been form, because it's something that has continued through the past for a while, started in the past, kept going for a while. For example, people have always perceived him as a child. That's been happening for a long time, starting when he was young until now. People continue to perceive him, have continued to perceive him as a child. Right? It started in the past, and it kept going for a while. And then again, we talked about going to the gym. Since last year, Jim has gone to the gym. He has exercised every day. Right? Starting last year up until now. And then finally, we changed to the past tense because we're talking about one specific event, the fight, right? That happened in the past. It's over. It was just a short event in the past, started, finished in the past. It's done. It's not a long time period. It's a very short and complete. So we use the simple past for that. It's all you need to know about grammar. Don't think too much about the grammar. All right, on to version number 3. Into the future. Okay, we can imagine this is my idea for a movie, and I'm telling you the story. What I think should happen, what I think will happen in this movie. Here's my movie idea in the future. 10 years from now, there will be a very small man named Jim. Jim will only be 1 foot tall. Even though he'll only be 48 years old, people will think he's a child. People will perceive him as a child. In the eyes of the public, Jim will be a cute little boy only. Jim will hate this. He's going to say, I want people to accept me as I really am. I want them to give me unconditional respect. I don't want people to go on treating me like a child. Jim will go to the gym and exercise every day. He'll become very strong. He'll also learn kickboxing. One day, a tall man's going to challenge him and laugh and say, you're such a cute little man. Jim will get angry. He'll yell and he'll kick the man. They'll start fighting. The fight is going to last 20 hours. The men's hands and legs will become intertwined and they'll fall down. Jim will finally break away from the man and then he'll jump up and kick him in the head. Jim will win the fight and he'll yell, no matter how you slice it, I just kicked your ass. Okay, the future is fairly simple. It's pretty easy. You guys have learned going to and will. However, in normal speech, we do not say going to and will. We change the pronunciation. We say ol instead of will. We say ol. Jim'll. Jim'll. The man'll. The man'll challenge him. Jim'll fight him. We don't say Jim will. We say Jim'll. Jim'll. We just add the ol sound to the subject. And the other thing we do, instead of going to, we say gonna. Jim's gonna get angry. Not Jim is going to get angry. Jim's gonna. Jim's, z, 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 you need the z sound there. Jim's gonna equals Jim is going to. Jim's gonna. All right, and that's how we actually use the future in normal speech. So when you hear gonna, when you hear ol, that means the future. Okay, please go back, listen to each section, pause, and try to tell that version yourself. Try to tell the story using the past, 10 years ago. Try it again with since last year. And then try it again in the future. If you have trouble, if it's difficult, relax. This takes time. Just relax, go back, listen again. Go back, listen again. Listen, listen, listen very carefully. Hear how the verbs change. Hear how the vocabulary changes sometimes. Listen carefully. That's the most important part. Don't get upset if you can't tell the story yourself. It's okay. That will take time. Listening is the most important part. All right, I will see you next time. Go on and listen to the commentary. Bye-bye.